With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'll tell you one thing. This is a mature team. And even going through the locker room the last 2 weeks, I can get a feel normally. But, you know, we don't usually lose games in December the way we did. We lost two games there. You know, there's a lot of chatter, all the different noise going on that started before the season then.
Yeah, that's the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, Mike. And, you know, again, love him or hate him, he's the guy that orchestrated the deal to go get Belichick, which is what really started this all.
And by now you've heard the stories. It was played up a lot at the Super Bowl during the week leading up that, you know, runs into Tom Brady at the old Foxborough. And, you know, yeah, man, I'm the best decision you're ever going to make. You know, this best decision this franchise has ever made. And it goes on, obviously, and the rest is history. But, yeah, man, the Patriots, it's the Patriot way. We've talked about it. No one else can replicate or duplicate it. Now, I was having this conversation with a couple of Rams fans, you know, over the weekend over at Vortex. And like, well, who's, you know, are we going to see the Patriots? I go, yes, they got an offensive line. You can run the ball now. They always make the hard decisions. They've always got more draft picks than everybody for the way they operate. And as long as Peyton can have some of the load, you know, to spread it and equalize that with Sony Michel or other pieces in that team, why not? I mean, they'll find another tight end to replace Gronk. You just know they will.
Yeah, listen, it's hard.
If Gronk goes away, and there's no guarantee he's going to retire, but some people are speculating.
Well, listen, I think, Mike, that no, none of these decisions are going to be made immediately after a game like that. But if he walked away, it wouldn't surprise me. No. Again, I'm surprised at Brady. What a way to go out, right? If you wanted to call it quits, and there seems to be no inclination that he's going to do that. But, yes, you're right. It's hard to say that they're not going to be at least back in the playoffs, back in the dance next year. I don't know if they're in Miami, and we're talking about a fourth consecutive appearance for them.
Right.
But this is what I know, guys, and when you talk about this game last night and the greatness that is Tom Brady, okay, he's got 30 of the 37 Patriot playoff wins in the history of their franchise. You know how many our team, our franchise has in their history? 10.
Yeah.
Brady has more playoff wins by himself than the 49ers. Excuse me. Every other team except the 49ers, the Packers, and the Cowboys, and the Steelers. There's nobody that has 30 or more wins in the playoffs. 49ers have 31 as an organization. Packers 34, the Cowboys 35, the Steelers 36. The Patriots have 37 playoff wins. He's got 30, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, look, it is unbelievable. And I know that for some people out there that you still want to, you know, hate on it. I get it. You want a change of pace. You want something new and exciting. That's why everybody was so excited about the Rams. I'll say this, you know, about the about the Super Bowl matchup, Carl, as much as in New Orleans, nobody was watching. They had the lowest rated major market. And it's hard to call New Orleans a major TV market. You think the Saints would have given us a bigger and a better game?
You think, I don't know.
I think yes. I think that Drew Brees would have had, I think Drew Brees would have given you a better game.
I don't know.
I think yes. Come on. I think Sean Payton would have given you a better game than what you got from McVay and Goff. Please.
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Come on.
Because
the Saints wouldn't have given us more than 3 points of offense?
I don't know, Mike. You didn't think the Rams were going to give you just 3 points of offense.
Yeah, but I mean,
they were the 11th highest scoring offense in NFL history.
But the Saints are a coach with more experience and more big game experience. I'm just saying, if nothing else, he would have been able to handle some of the moves potential or maybe diagnose what the Patriots were doing better than McVay was able to.
That's what we believe. I'm not going to tell you that's true. We just saw Belichick dismantle everything the Rams wanted to do last night. What's to say he wouldn't have done the same thing to the Saints?
I'm just saying, Sean Payton has got more big game experience. This was a first experience, first time for Sean McVay, and he admitted he was out coaching. That's cool that he owned it. We played the soundbite earlier. I'm just telling you, in my heart of hearts, I think you would have had a better show, a better game if it's New Orleans here.
What'd the Saints do? Thank you. I don't know. I can't say that because they didn't get a chance to play in it. We could speculate about that, but just like no one expected, you know, this to be a game where the Rams came out and scored 3 points. Nobody. I mean, nobody expected that.
And so, by the way, I mean, look, I'm not trying to discounting what they did, because they went in, they completely shut down the Chargers, who are on a roll, completely shut down the Chiefs in the second half. Well, that game was more exciting, certainly, but in the first half, they shut down the Chiefs. Chiefs came back. But the coach and the guy that, what do you think, Belichick's the architect? Well, his number two, Brian Flores, about in a half hour, he's going to be announced, Carl, as the Miami Dolphins' new head coach. He spent his entire coaching career as an assistant and a position coach at one time or another until he became the DC. Isn't but 16 seasons with the Patriots.
It's pretty impressive. We talked about Kirby Smart not leaving Alabama all those years and finally leaving for the right job. Maybe Brian Flores is leaving at the right time for the right job. To your point about the Chiefs and the Rams, New England's defense didn't allow any points in those first half of those games, Mike. No points.
Right. And the Rams, unfortunately, they struggle in the first half against the Saints as well.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I get it. I think people want to believe that because this was so lopsided in the sense it seemed like the Rams couldn't really get anything going. But I'm not going to tell you that. This is what I know about Belichick. It's what I know about Saban for the most part. You give them time to prepare like this, they will devise a game plan that will hurt you, that will take away the things that you love to do best. The Gurley thing is still up in the air. We don't know. And if we find out a week from now or 2 weeks that Gurley is more injured than what he's leading on to, then at least we get some resolve there. But at the end of the day, the quarterback and the coach didn't make the plays they needed to. And I know what you're saying, that Sean and Drew Brees probably would have. I don't know about that.
All I'm saying is just based on, and we look, it was 3-3. It wasn't like the Rams did a disservice. The Rams defense did everything except for really good pressure on the quarterback. They only sacked Tom Brady once. Tom Brady was 1-2, ball was gone. Every time. Aaron Donald was double teamed, and they'd have the presence of mind to then chip in Dominican Sue. And Dominican Sue needed to play better, by the way. I thought, you know, in the case of Aaron Donald, they had a plan for him. But the Rams defense, they can still look at themselves in the mirror and say, we did a hell of a job. Just Julian Edelman, for whatever reason, sometimes they had a linebacker match on him, which is obviously a disaster for the Rams, but they just could not answer that riddle that was, how is Edelman finding space when they're – maybe I think also on the flip side, the coverages, you know, I think they did more zone. They did a lot of things they did not do in the regular season. They threw looks completely different. Everyone talked about how they would stunt. They threw a lot of blitz packages. They threw stunts that nobody had on tape. So, look, that's something that Sean Payton would have to diagnose. But I do think Drew Brees has got a hell of a lot more big games than Jared Goff.
Yes, he does. I just don't know if the performance would have been any better. Here's Aaron Donald talking about the fact that they didn't make enough plays, which is the facts.
In my mind, we were supposed to win this game, you know, but we didn't. They made more plays than we did, and it sucks, you know, because like I said, this is what you work for, to play in this game, to be on this stage, and when you feel like you ain't did enough to help your team, to, you know, to win that and be a part of, you know, success, you know, it just make you want to, you know, work even harder. So we lost, we fell short, but I'm going to get better, find ways to get better, and I know we'll be back, so we just got to keep working.
That is Aaron Donald. Mike, I guess, you know, the reason why I'm reluctant to say that is because to me, and the comparison that I've been telling folks is that Brady, in the sense, is the Jordan of the NFL. All these great players who probably deserve to win championships, who have gone up against them, who should have rings, can't beat them, right? And the irony for me is, think about this. Patriots should have lost the Super Bowl to Seattle. You're on the one stinking yard line. They should have lost that Super Bowl. Guys, they should have lost to us. We blew a 25-point lead. Instead, think about how things have turned out. And now they've been to three consecutive, and they've won two of the last three, right? They lost to the Eagles. So it's one of those things that you look at the Patriots, and for all the great coaches that they have in the league and all these great players, whatever you want to say about it, all these guys for the last 15 years have to say that guy Brady was in the league.
Right, and I know the guys want to break this down, and we even started having that conversation on Friday because we were watching the old Rams-Patriots Super Bowl after 9-11 down in New Orleans. And, you know, remember, that's the Tuck rule. But here's the thing. If you get the breaks from the league, you got to take advantage of it. The Tuck rule against the Raiders, that's the beginning of that Brady magic in the snow. You know, Vinatieri kicks a long field goal there to propel them to the Super Bowl. The Rams, they basically shoot themselves in the foot all game long, and it still came down to a long Adam Vinatieri field goal to win it. But they took care of the moments. The Eagles had them on the ropes, and the Eagles couldn't put them away. Remember that? That's a game where McNabb has the meltdown late. So, I mean, you got to take, and everyone knows this, bro, you take what the other team gives you. The Falcons, we choked. They came back. They did the same thing to us in the second half they did to the Chiefs. They ran that defense into the ground.
And they did, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about Super Bowl 53. Listen, I don't think there's any debate as to what this is with the Patriots, right? The dynasty that has been and continues to be. You know, the funny thing is when they had that little going away party where 35,000 people showed up at Gillette Stadium and Tom Brady said, "We're still here." They are. It really is amazing that they are. And here we are talking about next year and Miami. And, Mike, if we are going to the Super Bowl next year, we're already giving them the benefit of the doubt just because of what they've been able to do. Guys, this was a year they weren't supposed to get there. This wasn't supposed to be a team that was as talented as Belichick has had. This wasn't supposed to be a team that, you know, was as you just heard their owner, Robert Kraft. They didn't play necessarily well in December. You're thinking about all these things that were going against them. They didn't get the AFC Championship game at Gillette this year. They had to go on the road, but they still got here.
Right. It's like when teams, when you know how to win, and you've got the machine and the mechanism in place that they've got. You know, and by the way, this isn't a knock on Montana because Montana had the Bill Walsh machine in place and all the great things we talked about with Ronnie Lott and you heard the Midday guys talk about with Jerry Rice. You know, the Steelers, I mean, they did that just through sheer hard work and drafting all the right guys. And they had that thing in place for the better part of a decade. So, I mean, everybody's got that. You're not going to just do it by yourself, okay? But in the case of Tom Brady, I'm with you. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm just saying that when you go and you look at this AFC landscape, unless somebody makes some really big moves, Chiefs have got to get a few pieces on defense. They got to get that pass rush dialed in. That disappeared. Chargers, maybe a team on the come, but then you trust Phillip Rivers. Nobody trusts Phillip Rivers. And then everybody else. The Steelers, hell, we don't even know who's running the football and playing wide receiver for the Steelers next year.
No, it's a mess. You're right. And just based on those things you're saying, I totally agree with you. Here's Belichick talking about the fact that this team, this year's Patriots, showed up in the biggest moments.
You know, just grinding it out day after day. The players have come in. They've worked extremely hard. We've had our, you know, ups and downs over the course of the year. But in the biggest moments when we had to play our best football and compete the hardest, they did it. So, again, I can't say enough about them. The coaching staff, Brian Flores, Josh McDaniels, Joe Judge, and all the rest of the staff. Certainly our conditioning, Moses Cabrera and the strength conditioning staff. I mean, just they all did a great job. It was a great team win, and just extremely proud of everybody. And
he gave love to Georgia Tech too, by the way. Gave some love to Coach Collins and everybody at Georgia Tech. Then they said there was things that could not have been any easier for them. It was just the way they were going back and forth from the practice facility, the hotel, etc.
That's really good. And again, that's good because think about this: have you heard any complaints about what happened this last week? Zero. That means our city shined. Right? We gonna shine. We say that for Atlanta United. We gonna shine. We shine this last week.
This was the antithesis of the 2000 yes. Super Bowl, where unfortunately the game was much better and all hell broke loose with the weather and Buckhead and everything else. But yeah, this one was a good mark for the city, certainly.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.